This Al Jolson podcast is sponsored by the International Al Jolson Society, www.jolson.org. From the Kraft Music Hall broadcast of March 24th, 1949, here are Al Jolson and George Jessel reliving old times and old songs.
Ladies and gentlemen, I expected to have Miss Betty Grable as our guest tonight, but she couldn't make it. So I got the next prettier pair of legs, or rather prettiest pair of legs, I should have said, from 20th Century Fox. And they belong to George Jessel.
Well, Al, you look wonderful. I've never seen such a complexion on a man in my life. If I didn't know it was you, I'd swear it was Pocahontas, honestly. It is so good to see you, Al, really.
It's good to see you too, Georgie. You've been back east, haven't you?
Yes, Al. I've been back in Washington to see President Truman.
I read about that. That he appointed you Toastmaster General.
Well, I don't get any money for that, Al, you know. That's just an honorary job.
Well, you've got a job at 20th Century Fox. You get paid there, don't you?
After I pay my taxes, this is also an honorary job.
Well, Georgie, everybody knows you're friendly with the president. Now, what do you two say to each other when you're together?
Well, Al, I say, Al, I come in, I say, well, hello. He says, hello, Georgie. I say, how do you feel, Mr. President?
Then what?
And what? That's all. He's a busy man, you know.
Well, maybe I'll make a trip. That's my home, you know. I haven't been back there in a long time.
Oh, Al, you wouldn't recognize Washington.
Really?
Since you left. Oh, they built the White House, you know.
Georgie, you're certainly going to be famous. You mixed with the president of Washington, and out here in Hollywood, you just had your footprints put in cement at Gorman Chinese Theater.
That's right, Al. And my big toe is still wet.
You can feel
it. I don't imagine anything like that would impress you, Al, because your footprints are right there, right next to Clark Gable.
My footprints are next to Gable, but only during the day. At night when it's cold, they get up, walk over, and play footsie with Rita Hayworth.
I want you to know it was a great honor for me to place my footprints alongside of those belonging to all the famous names of the amusement business. You see, Al, I have loved being an actor all my life. My career began when I was very small. You know, when I was 5 years old, I leaned strongly toward the stage.
Then what happened?
I kept falling out of the balcony. And finally, Al, my mother put a string on me, and I was the first yo-yo to play low stakes.
Well, I guess I had to struggle more than you for my career, Georgie. I remember once I played a broken-down bottle house in Brooklyn, and I saw Florence Ziegfeld standing in the wings. When I came off, Ziegfeld said to me, I think it's a shame for you to bury a talent like yours here in Brooklyn. I said, you do, Mr. Ziegfeld? He said, yes. Why don't you go to Hoboken and bury it?
I can't believe that. I love the theater, Al. The theater has always been in my blood. The scenery, the grease paint, and the footlights, too, they're all in my blood.
Now I know why you're getting a little lumpy.
Al, this is not a moment of jest, and I realize tonight what a fool I was to give up the theater for the precarious life of a motion picture producer. Oh, Al, how I recall those tender young years as a starving entertainer. There I was, pacing up and down my room night after night, never lying down for a moment's rest.
Nervousness, huh?
No bed. And then, Al... Al, there was no turning back for me then. After all, Columbus didn't turn back on his voyage. Magellan didn't turn back. Balboa didn't turn back. And Sosnick didn't turn back.
Who was Sosnick?
An uncle of mine who was leaving his wife. Max Sosnick.
Well, Georgie, you came up fast. I made mistakes. I remember my first contract. I was trying to be shrewd, so I read every word of it.
Well, there's certainly nothing wrong with thoroughly reading a contract.
Yes, there was. Before I was half through reading it, it expired on me.
Well, I never worried about contracts. When I started, I began as a mimic, you know. I did imitation.
Yeah.
For example, recognize this fella.
Yeah, go ahead.
When my baby smiles at me, ha-ha, my thoughts go roaming to paradise. Yes, sir. Who is that, Al?
Mel Torme.
Now, I'm sure that you're jealous.
Why should I be jealous? We're not competing with each other.
Well, in a way we are, Al. I'm a producer of 20th Century Fox, making pictures about old times. And you're at Columbia Studio, making pictures about old you.
I'll admit one thing, Georgie. I'm jealous of your working conditions. All day long, you can look at June Haver in tights. But what have I got? Hospital Avant in baggy pants.
Well, look at this. George Jessel and Al Jolson.
Together, these two men have produced enough movies to sell 30 million bags of popcorn. Now, look, Mr. Levant, I don't mind you insulting me, but you should never utter one disparaging word about Mr. Al Jolson. Can you think of a greater name in show business? No. Can you, Al?
I don't even try.
You know something, when you stop to think about it, where's the young talent going to come from? What's going to happen when Jolson retires?
He'll take 5 years off and come back again.
And he'll do it, too.
You know, Al, when Jessel was talking about being a mimic in the old days, I was thinking, that was about the time you were doing pretty well with Lou Dot Status Minstrels.
That's right, Oscar. Georgie, I'll tell you what. Let you and I be end men, Mr. Skin and Mr. Bone. And Oscar, you be the interlocutor, okay? Here we go.
Gentlemen, be seated. Mr. Asa Skin, I heard you were at a banquet the other night. Was the food good?
The food was delicious, Mr. Delagada, but the service was terrible.
You mean they were slow in serving it?
Slow? I ordered a half a roast chicken, and I waited and waited and waited. So finally I called the waitress over and I said, honey, how long... I liked that so much, I'm going to do it again. Finally, I called the waitress over and I said, honey, how long am I going to wait for that roast chicken?
What did she say?
Well, she said for somebody order the other half. We ain't going to kill a half a chicken for nobody.
And now, Mr. George Bones, I heard you got married recently.
Yeah, but honey, let me tell you something. I got married, I got one woman who's going to stay with me for life.
It's wonderful to have a wife like that.
Wife? Nothing. I'm talking about my mother-in-law.
I went to the races the other day, doo-dah, doo-dah. I lost my gal, I'm an next week's pay, doo-dah, doo-dah day. Don't mind I lost my pay, but hated to lose my girl. And I got mad when I found out she was stolen by Milton Berle.
Oh, he steals everything.
Take anything.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. They want me on the picture screen, doo-dah, doo-dah. To play a lover in a scene, doo-dah, doo-dah day. I gladly take the job in a love scene hot with sparks. I'll play a lover on the screen without any Larry Park. I don't need it.
Oh, you don't need nothing. Walk out on any TV show.
Yeah. Walk out on Skeleton, too.
Some folks say, how old is Al? Doo-dah, doo-dah.
They say Abe Lincoln was my pal.
Doo-dah, doo-dah, day. Don't guess or you'll be wrong. Just listen to Jolson's song.
But if Benny's only 39, we all should live so long.
We all should live so long.
These podcasts are sponsored by the International Al Jolson Society. Visit our website at www.jolson.org. As Al Jolson used to say, in the words he made famous,
you ain't heard nothing yet.